Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio.
Chinatown. The track is called Chinatown.
All right, we are here on Discorder Radio. We have a jam-packed show. I know we say that every single week, but this week we are literally overflowing with music and content and dynamic voices, including a live performance. Including a live performance from local legend, Johnny DeCourcy. Yes, he's here waiting in the wings, here to play a set ahead of his show this Saturday with Data Plan and Painted Fruit at the Rickshaw. Rickshaw, of course, is right outside of Chinatown. Speaking of which, here's a track called Chinatown by an artist in town to play a show tonight at the Biltmore. By the way, Johnny DeCourcy currently doing push-ups outside our studio here, getting pumped for his performance. You're going to hear him in about 3 minutes' time. But in the meantime, this is Wild Nothing, Chinatown, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Wild Nothing in town tonight to play a show at the Biltmore. That is Chinatown. Chinatown is the location of where you can find Data Plan, Painted Fruit, and Johnny DeCourcy this coming Saturday night. And Johnny has made a special appearance to join us live in studio right now, right here in CITR. Johnny, can you hear us out there? Okay. All right, give us just 1 second here, Johnny. Johnny's here. He's got his instruments. He's going to be playing a live set for us. We're just trying to get a couple technical things sorted. But in the meantime, we are very excited. Johnny, as we mentioned, along with Data Plan and Painted Fruit, they are going to be at the Rickshaw this coming Saturday night. Of course, Data Plan features Malcolm Biddle. Malcolm was at the Discord fundraiser this past Saturday, along with Experience This, Weird Candle, Frog Eyes, The Backhomes. It was a great time at the Anza Club this past Saturday night as part of our Discorder fundraiser. The fundraiser for Discorder Magazine, 33 years young as the voice of the Vancouver indie music scene. Yeah, so it was a great time on Saturday night. I was there. Many of the CITR staff were there as well. We all had a great time. Hopefully you'll be able to make out to the next one. Special thanks to everybody who worked so hard to help bring this thing together. Raised a bit of money, had a good time, heard some good local live music, and lots of good times were had.
Hey, Wade, what's going on?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
So there's a bunch of shows happening tonight that we were kind of, we weren't able to mention them in the show just since we've got all this stuff planned and going on. What are some of the shows coming up that we weren't able to talk about?
Yes, well, right off the top, we heard Wild Nothing. That's Jack Tatum is his alias in town tonight at the Biltmore, along with Whitney. That's one of the shows that's happening. We also have Eagles of Death Metal, along with Toronto's own DFA 1979. They are in town at the PNE. So jam-packed evening tonight at the PNE and the Biltmore. Later this week, lots of other great shows, including an album release from Eric Campbell in the Dirt. That's happening at the Cobalt, along with If We Are Machines, Passive, and Pink Licorice. Are we gonna play a track here? Are we ready to go to Johnny's yet?
I don't think we're quite ready for Johnny, but tell you what, we've got a feature that we started doing last week, where we play you. We take a look at the CITR charts and we play some stuff.
That is correct. Yes. Every week from now on, starting last week, we're gonna count down the top five albums of the week and then play number one. So. Here we go. Number five, Ashley Shadow, self-titled. She's actually featured in Discorder Magazine this month. Sight Lions, In With North. They were actually number one last week. Boreal Network with their album Itasca Road Trip. That's off the More Than Human More Than Human label. Ace Martins, third straight week in at number two. That's Ace and our own Sarah Cordingly with their album Palm Springs. And the number one album this week from Dynalone Records is Black Mountain, from the album 4. There you go. We're going to play a track right now from that album. We're going to play the track Florian Saucer Attack. Number one this week, Black Mountain with 4. Coming up next, Johnny DeCourcy. CITR 101.9 FM.
Come on.
We are back in Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Florian Saucer Attack from Black Mountain from the album 4. That is the number one album this week on CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, the wait is over. He is here. He is ready. We are ready for him. Welcome to Discord Radio, Mr. Johnny DeCourcy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Johnny, and the song is called Angel of Death.
Your name is Your angel of death.
I wear no shoe shine, I've got no use for pills. I brush my teeth. $6 bills, what can I? I want a hairstyle that's happy and clean. Lord, I want a hairstyle that's perfect for me.
All right, that was the first line of Angel of Death from Johnny DeCourcy. Yes, he is here in studio, and we've had a couple of technical issues, but hey, we just keep on rolling here. It looks like we're back. Can you hear us, Johnny?
Keep going?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, cool. Song's called Angel of Death. That was Soundcheck. I love you! Angel of Death. What can I do? Angel of Death. I wear no shoe shine, I've got no use for pills. I brush my teeth with $6 bills. What can I? I want a hairstyle that's happy and free. Lord, I want a hairstyle that's perfect for me. What can I? I do.
So
Angel of Death. I wear no crosses, I am dead to the world. I push my pages through boys and my girls. What can I? I want a hairstyle that's completely obscene. Oh, I want a hairstyle that's perfect for me. What can I? Thank you very much. Song is called The Angel of Death. Song is called City. Everybody in the UBC district area attorney, please report down to CITR. You look at yourself through the lens of yourself in the city.
I'm so sick of trying to make friends with you all.
love trickles down you like love often should do, but misses. The boys in the mannequin clothes offer candy and kisses. I'm singing in a fish tank at CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. Thank you so much for having me. CITR, Discorder, Radio. I know, I really can't come on this security guard, AMS. What's your name, security guard? Oh, he doesn't want to be named. I know, he's being very nice. I just wanted to give you a shout out on the radio. Shout out to Zane for keeping the peace. This song is a song I wrote for my mother, and it's called Amelie. She's extremely dear to my heart, and I hope she's listening out in the suburb of New Westminster, British Columbia.
You're the star of the symphony. I'll play in all your songs for me. Trying to find a purpose and some peace of mind. that's all that I want in the world, you see, Emily.
Oh, Emily, you like the Beatles and bad TV, Lavender, Marmite, and Jeopardy. You give me all that I ever need. You give me all that I ever need. You give me all that I ever need. Emily, Emily, Emily.
Everybody has a song about their mother in some capacity or not, because really that's where we all come from, right? Unless you're a crazy alien. I'm gonna play one more song, and then we're gonna have a sit down. This song's called Master Manipulator! Turn it up, Andy! Let's get the security here again!
We got a problem. Gentlemen, in a strange and foreign land, in a land where nothing matters, baby, all you do is stare. I am a master manipulator, an old-fashioned sinner. Oh, there's a portrait of the angels in blood upon my door. But all these things don't bother me the way they did before, because the room is getting smaller and I start to come alive. I am a master manipulator, no fashion sinner. Oh, but I know what I want, and got a problem now. Yeah, we got a problem now.
You're gonna have to wash these windows after I leave.
Oh, second verse, here we go. The cursing through the ceiling, and it's right outside my head. But all these things don't bother me the way they did before, because the room is getting smaller and I start to hold my breath. I am a master manipulator, an old-fashioned sinner. Oh, there's people all around me, and they always ask me why. I tell myself I'm someone else, and I'll do it till I die. 'Cause the walls are closing in now, and I start to come alive. I am a master manipulator, an old-fashioned sinner. Oh, but I know what I want, and I want it so bad. It's not my fucking funeral, but the best I've ever had. Got a problem now. Turn on the AC. And if you start to lose your shirt, don't worry, I've seen it a million times. These things aren't so easily.
Ah!
Wow. A performance for the ages. Unbelievable. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Johnny, come on in. Maybe I may have to go grab his shirt in the meantime. Wow. I feel very privileged to be privy to that. Performing to an audience of 4, 5, maybe 6 people, but no less, it was as if he was on stage in front of a sold-out Commodore ballroom. What a performance. Incredible. Johnny DeCourcy. Amazing. Wow. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel like a gigolo.
You seemed a little gigolo-ish out there, actually.
No, I feel great.
For those just joining us, Johnny DeCourcy, sitting in the studio, shirtless, with suspenders on, just performed to a pretty empty, kind of cavernous UBC Nest, but nonetheless, you performed as if you were performing to a sold-out Commodore ballroom. That was amazing.
I was performing like I was playing to, like, in my head, I was there, I was like, I'm playing like to, like, there's like 25 people here. But really, there's only 6, but yeah, I was thinking there was 25, you know, maybe 30.
Well, you made enough noise to at least cause the ruckus of 25 people because you caught the attention of Zane, the security guard.
Shout out, another shout out to Zane, security guard.
What happened there? We were kind of obstructed by the wall, but did he come on? Did he come and tell you to pipe down, or what?
I don't really know, but I think that we were just disturbing the peace because, you know, as you know, it's exam week right now, and people have to study. So,
this is true. This is true. Well, for those again just joining us, Johnny DeCourcy in studio, the new Westminster-born, recently Montreal-based eccentric singer-songwriter, back on the West Coast to kick off a massive tour that's going to see you play 37 shows over the next 10 weeks, hitting every medium and major market from here to PEI. Craziness.
Mm-hmm. Complete insanity.
Yeah. What is your headspace like going into this massive tour?
Like right now, or like since I started booking it?
Well, you know, I'd say right at this moment, you seem pretty pumped from your performance.
At this moment, you know, the tour is going to happen regardless. And so I'm riding the wave of excitement and fury and depression and...
Depression too?
Oh, sometimes. You know, ups and downs. Life is a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone feels bad and good at different times. But it's going good. You know, we leave in like a week, less than a week. So it's now, it's happening. And I started booking it in like January. So it's been a long time coming.
Nice one. 37 shows in 10 weeks. Does that give you enough downtime to actually, like, you're just constantly on the go?
I think it's actually just turned into 40 shows because we added a couple.
Wow.
Yeah, constantly on the go. But we have a few off days when we're driving, like, you know, through Northern Ontario.
It's a long drive.
It's a long drive, yeah. And on the off days, we're going to be doing recording at various studios across Canada. So also, I'd like to take this chance to, if anybody has a analog studio across Canada that they would like to be used, we'd like to record anywhere we can while we're on tour.
Okay, he's putting it out there to the universe. Is there a specific locale? Where's your biggest break, Northern Ontario?
Probably, yeah. Any tape studios in Northern Ontario, just call me.
Like, so if you're listening in Kapuskasing or Timmins
or Wawa, North Bay.
Take note. Nice. Now, you did a similar tour last fall, 17 dates over the course of about a month. So I guess traveling the country is not new for you, but do you have a favorite city and or favorite venue to play in?
No, I don't.
And that's that.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite city or venue. Because sometimes, like, you go to a show and you're like, oh, like, I've never played in this city before. It's going to be totally weird and no one's going to come, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like a really great show and it's very unexpected. So especially when you do tours as an independent artist and book your own tours and do your own promo, et cetera, et cetera, it's hard to tell what the shows are going to be like. But if you do it enough times, people just, they hear... You know, sometimes one person will come to your show, and then the next time you come through, like, which is hopefully like in less than a year, mm-hmm. More people will come to your show. And it's just, that's
riding off the momentum of the last tour.
Yeah, exactly. Riding on my own coattails.
And long coattails they are. And I'm sure it's going to be a very eccentric, very colorful coat as well.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of cross Canada and tours in Canadian cities, now you're from New West, but you recently moved to Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spent some time in Montreal last year.
What was the inspiration behind that move?
Well, I fell in love.
With the city or with one of its residents?
No, with a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
Other than I fell in love and I moved across the country and yeah. And we're still in love.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Was there thoughts that she may move out here?
Yeah, she did. She came on tour with me.
Okay.
Very across nice. Canada in the fall. But she's in Bangkok right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I just dropped off the airport on Sunday. But we're going to reconnect in like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks in Toronto, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah. I love her so much, and if you're listening, Brittany, I love you so much. So much I could die and be reborn as the clouds in your sky.
That was lovely. I hope she is listening just for that. If Brittany couldn't be privy to that performance, the crowd here, the crowd of 4 or 5, including Camille, our social media coordinator, was privy to a lovely performance full of passion. Playing some songs, including one of the tracks off your Master Manipulator EP.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done. Master Manipulator EP was recorded in this infamous shed.
The shed.
Malcolm Biddle's shed behind me. We keep hearing so much about
the
shed.
The Biddle shed. The Dataplan shed.
Tell us about this shed.
It's a shed and it's behind the Lido. If you don't know what the Lido is, you can Google it. And it's a great little recording studio where you can go and do... a number of things. They have a 8-track tape machine, and so we record all the stuff to tape and then mix it usually on the board and then bounce it and you're done. But it's very small. It literally is a shed. It's so tiny. And I'm sad that Malcolm can't be here right now. He was supposed to come here, but right. He's actually at the shed working. He's in a session right now.
He's a hardworking man.
He's a hardworking man.
He was hardworking on stage last Saturday at the Anza Club as part of our Discord fundraiser, and he'll be a hardworking man with you this Saturday at the Rickshaw Friday, April 29th at the Rickshaw, along with Painted Fruit. They're from Victoria. They're also your backing band on this tour.
Yes, we are collaborating on a performance.
Excellent. We'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's come back and finish this chat. In the meantime, why don't we play a bit of Malcolm right now, who can't be here, but we're going to honor his presence and his being at the show. I guess coming to the show last week for Discorder and being as part of your show next week. So this is Dataplan with The Madness Hides, Discorder Radio.
And
hold on, Johnny, you got to say something here?
And if anyone wants to call in, where the lines are open, the phone number is... it's online somewhere.
604-822-UBC.
Perfect.
604-822-CITR.
So we'd love to hear from you. Call in. You got about 20 minutes left and talk to you soon.
All right. Here we go. Dataplan with The Madness Hides and Johnny DeCourcy live here. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Pull yourself by checking. Attention, we advance. We dance.
The dystopian sounds of Data Plan, the Madness Hides, Malcolm Jack, the man behind Data Plan. He was with us on Saturday night as part of the Discord fundraiser at Anza Club. He's also going to be at the Rickshaw this Friday night, along with Painted Fruits. And this man, Mr. Johnny DeCourcy, joining us live in studio. Johnny, thank you so much for joining us today. Amazing performance earlier.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Hello, mother.
Is your mom listening too?
I hope so.
Excellent. Johnny, I have to admit, I saw you play at Record Store Day a couple of years ago. Very exciting, very engaging performance. But that was in front of a jam-packed Neptune Records, probably 200 people in there. You brought more energy today in front of four people in front of the sub than you did for 200 back then. What mm-hmm. what is it inside of you that inspires you to kind of kick your game up a notch? And what have you done in the last couple of years to improve on that?
I just started to get into different kinds of music and release a lot of feelings in the form of music, and notably electronic music and self-production instead of recording with other people. I started to experiment with recording myself as something that I would release, because I've always done demos on my computer, GarageBand. Shout out to GarageBand. And but now I'm just exploring other territory.
Nice. Well, you're very self-expressive. Speaking of different kinds of music, you're actually learning the saxophone for this upcoming tour. Is that correct?
You are very on your game now.
Oh, I thank Wade. You. You did my research.
You did your research, yeah. I am learning the saxophone. I just got a saxophone from my dear friend Patrick, which he moved away to Toronto today. I dropped him off at the airport. And we had a going away party for him last week, and he was like, "Hey, Johnny, do you want a saxophone?" I was like, "Are you kidding? Like, yes, I want a saxophone. I've wanted a saxophone for a long time." And so he gave me the sax, and then I called up Ridley Bishop, the guy that played saxophone on the Master Manipulator EP, and I was like, "Hey, can you give me a lesson?" And he was like, "Yeah, for sure." So he came over to the print shop yesterday and gave me my first saxophone lesson.
Nice. Is that because Ridley couldn't make it on the tour, or you thought you'd...
No. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to drag him along just for one song on the set, you know?
Very resourceful of you, Johnny.
Yeah, so I got my own sax, and now I'm going to, you know, figure out how to play saxophone on the tour. And I learned something very important, is that reeds for saxophones are not like guitar picks for guitar players. Because you can't fucking play a saxophone without a reed, but you can play guitar without a pick. And I thought it was kind of interchangeable. But it's not. So shout out to Ridley.
Nice one. Well, you're going to be learning on the fly again this Friday at the Rickshaw, along with Data Plan and Painted Fruits. Before we let you go, any final thoughts leading up to this show? And maybe final chance to tell the fine people of Vancouver why they should come out and check you out on Friday night?
Because maybe you have nothing better to do. And also, I want to just tell you one thing. Is I run a print shop called Pinhole Printing, and it's in the back of Neptune Records on Main Street. And on Thursday, in the afternoon, the evening, we're doing a very special thing where if you come by and buy a ticket for the Rickshaw on Friday, on Thursday, we'll give you, if you can bring your own blank shirt and have one of the three bands' T-shirt printed onto your shirt.
Very cool.
Yeah. So either Data Plan, Painted Fruit, or Johnny DeCourcy. And we're going to have refreshments, and it's going to be really fun. So, you know, between like 3 and 8 or so, come by the back of Neptune and get your ticket and get a free shirt.
Is there a link somewhere online to that?
There will be.
We will be sure to share it up through our social media channels.
Let's share it up.
All right. Okay, Johnny DeCourcy, thanks again for coming and joining us today. Looking forward to the show this Friday with Data Plan and Painted Fruit. And best of luck on your tour.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. And shout out to Mark's Tank Tops and Side Pipe. And good night.
All right. There he is, Johnny DeCourcy. Continuing along with music now, this is St. Augustine making their Discord Radio debut. Also playing a show this Friday night at the Media Club along with Goodwood Adams. Brett Augustine from Australia, now calls Vancouver home, is the man behind St. Augustine. This is his track, Miss Hollywood. On Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Lay down low in Hollywood, laying in a cheap motel. Lay down low in Hollywood, laying in a cheap motel. Where in your heart it's just a game we're gonna play. You give it away, it's just a game we're gonna play. Ray-Ban shades don't hide your bruises from the universe. Ray-Ban shades don't hide your bruises from the universe. Turn on the light, turn off the light, turn on the light. Turn on the light, turn off the light, turn on the light. It's just a game you play, Miss Hollywood. There isn't fame or gain, this is Hollywood. They're all the same always, this is Hollywood. Turn on the lights, the game, Miss Hollywood. Miss Hollywood. At the Cherry Bar, I gave you tickets to the new rock show. At 9:30, I waited, but you weren't ready to go. Give it away, it's just a game we're gonna play. You give it away, it's just a game we're gonna play.
To May 1st, coming out to the Versus Festival of Words, a showcase of written, spoken, and sung performances and discussions to celebrate the transformative power of words. There's a different event for everyone, from teen angst poetry, panels about community building, and the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam. Check out versusfestival.ca for all the details, the schedule, and tickets.
Hey students, it's done. You made it through the school year, and now it's time to pack up and move out. Remember when you got sick right around exam time and had to get that prescription? While you're packing up your life, you'll probably come across some unused or expired meds that helped you get through the cramming for that one last test. You need to make sure you return all drugs to the local pharmacy for proper disposal. Don't throw it out and don't flush it down the drain. The pharmacy is the easiest and safest place to return any unwanted drugs. Help to reduce misuse and safely keep drugs out of our environment. This message is brought to you by the health products industry.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks again to Johnny DeCourcy for gracing us with performance and swagger aplenty here today live on the radio. Now bringing back a familiar voice, a former co-host of this show and good friend to the staff here at Discord Radio, Liz Holiday.
Hello.
Hello. Great to have you back.
Thank you. Great to be back, always.
Yeah. Okay, so we're doing another new feature here where we're going to be looking at some of the shows in Vancouver recently that some of our CITR community has attended. You saw a great show last week. Let's hear all about it.
Yeah, so last Tuesday, Courtney Barnett and Always played at the Commodore Ballroom. So that was exciting. It was kind of probably, I've said this to quite a few people since I saw it, but I can really only describe it as like the funnest show I've seen in like, I don't remember the last time I had that much fun at a show.
That's a pretty bold statement.
I know. Big things are being said. But a big part of that was, and I wrote a little bit about this. So the review that I wrote for the show just went up on our website a couple days ago. So go check that out, everyone out there. But Courtney Barnett, I've been a fan of hers for a while, did not expect that there would be a mosh pit.
I wouldn't expect that either.
Right? It's kind of surprising. So we went and Always played, and they were fantastic. That's one of the other great things about the show is it was such a strong bill. Like, I feel like either of them could have opened for the other. And so Always played, and we're all dancing. It was fun. And then Courtney Barnett started, and we were kind of towards the back, and we decided to see if we could get up to the front. And as we did, we kind of got sucked into this, like, what ended up being a pretty intense mosh pit. Like, people were rowdy, which I was, you know, I talked to another friend, actually Sam Tudor, who, you know, is around the station, works on Discorder TV.
Oh, yeah.
We talked a bit about the show afterwards, and he was saying that, you know, for him, you know, maybe it was the mood he was in, he was a little tired, he wanted to go and see Courtney Barnett and get more of her kind of lyrics out of it. And instead, he was standing behind this, like, big rowdy mosh pit, and it was a lot more of, like, a party show than I think he was expecting. But I was exactly in the mood for it. It was a very hot day, so I was wearing sandals, so that was a little dangerous. But I played with my my feet's well-being. That's not a sentence. I jumped into it anyway. And it was a great time, and she's so... Oh, God. I'm a bigger fan of hers than ever, I think, now. Like, she's so quick-witted, which I think you can get from listening to her music, but she's also very, very kind of deadpan, but, like, everything she has to say and, like, all of her personality fully comes through in her lyrics and her performance, and it was just a great time. And I think she said we were one of the funnest crowds, you know, she's ever had or something like that, so I believe it.
It's great when you go see a show and the artist exceeds what was already high expectations.
Yeah, or just it's a totally different side of her performance and kind of way of interacting with music that I never expected. So that was, yeah, it was really cool. I loved it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Courtney Barnett show, Liz, you were there. Where can we see this RLA?
Oh, yes. So the RLA is online, as I mentioned. I am not entirely sure if it'll be published in next month's Discorder. I think it might be. So that one, which will be coming out in 2 weeks, you can see it there. But otherwise, you can go over to CITR.ca and look it up on the Discorder section. I'm sure there's a specific URL for that, but I don't have it in my brain.
All right. Well, in the meantime, let's play a bit of Courtney Barnett right now. What track are we going to hear, Liz?
This is Three Packs a Day. The thing I want to say about this one, this is, so she's been touring this, her most recent album for a while now, and this is the first, like, new track that she's been debuting for kind of a preview of what's to come for her. But I didn't get until I listened to this, like, the fourth time that it's about, like, itchy band noodles. Anyway, so you'll hear that. Also, I think it's fun because the opening guitar riff sounds like There She Goes to me. So you'll get to hear it.
We'll hear it for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks so much, Liz Holiday. This is Courtney Barnett, Three Packs a Day, Discorder Radio.
CITR 101.9.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back. It's Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
I wish that I could be all the one inside of me, and I wish that I could do all the things I want to do. I don't feel I'd be any different from me, and I do not think I feel I was inferior. In fact, I think I'd like it to see my sex as a woman see what I've been to feel and to experience. But what if I should stay that female way for the rest of my years? Well, my choice turned into this. Maybe I will find it's not just a state of mind. That woman now, in fact, is held inferior. Could I handle all the pressure of pine for the oppressor role that is where I am, which is superior? I still wish I could be all the woman inside of me, just to feel and just to say all the things that woman needs, just to set that female free. I am her as she is me, all the woman inside of me.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Woman Inside of Me from Tough Age. Tough Age is going to be in town this Saturday at the Astoria, along with TV Ugly and Pinner and Adrian Teacher and the Subs as part of Tough Age's quote-unquote homecoming tour. Astoria, Saturday night, $10. Be there. It's been a jam-packed show. We're almost done. Mike's show, Flex Your Head, is up next. Mike McNabb has been doing that show for the last 26 years.
Myself, only 10, but the show has been on since 89.
Wow. 27 years. Craziness. Yeah. So you might... Oh, actually, this is even before your time, but there's a... sorry, Mike. But there's a great article in this month's issue of Discorder, Discorder Revisited, Erica Lyron. He used to play in the Debutantes. She does a lot of these features in Discorder magazine and wrote a great story about her experiences watching the band The Pointed Sticks play in Vancouver back in the late 70s. Are you familiar with The Pointed Sticks?
I've always known about The Pointed Sticks, but growing up as a punk in Vancouver, they weren't my thing. Because they were so poppy and catchy.
Ah.
I wanted angry and fast.
Got it.
So there's always one of those bands you always knew about. You just... For myself, I just didn't go check. I was too young. They didn't appeal to me at the time. But now that I'm older, they're one of the bands that you appreciate now. And you wish you did 20 years ago.
Right.
But you just missed that period of time.
Mm-hmm. You know, they were supposed to play a show with the Buzzcocks. Are you a fan of the Buzzcocks?
Yes.
Back in December of 79, tickets were printed up and everything, and the Buzzcocks canceled the last second. So that I guess that would have been kind of their biggest claim to local fame with the Buzzcocks.
And I believe the Buzzcocks, if they haven't canceled, are coming back to Vancouver soon.
Oh, really?
Yes, playing the Rickshaw Theater.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike, for that. Awesome. Okay, well, we are going to play some Pointed Sticks right now. Thanks again to Erica Lyron, who wrote this great article in Discorder Revisited. And now that we still have our last few moments of April on Discorder Radio, we figure it's a great way to end off the last segment of April on Discorder Radio. So thanks again, Mike. Your show, Flex Your Head, is up next.
Yes, it is.
And thanks to everybody who joined and made it possible today in this very jam-packed show. Camille for doing the social media. Liz Holiday. Johnny DeCourcy playing a live set and doing a great interview. Matt Muse. Pushing buttons, and I am Jordan Wade, and this is Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Pointed Sticks, Out of Luck, to close it out today on Discorder Radio.
You told me all the stories that the boys in the garden, and it died when you gave him a shove. But I fell for you, and I'm feeling funny, like maybe I'm the next in line. I guess I'm just another guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa. I can't.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.